Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Exit polls from Italy's election suggest that a right-wing coalition led by the far-right Brothers of Italy party is set to win a majority in both houses of parliament. The party has its roots in neo-fascism. Its leader, Giorgia Meloni, is likely to become the country's first female prime minister. Some Russian men of fighting age are being banned from leaving the country, according to the Telegraph channel of Pavel Chikov, a Russian lawyer. Queues of people attempting to avoid the draft have been reported at the country's borders with Georgia, Kazakhstan, and Mongolia. As many as 2,000 people have been arrested for participating in protests against the measures, according to OVD Info, a human rights group. Over the weekend, Russia launched new strikes on Ukrainian cities while residents in four Russian-controlled parts of Ukraine were coerced into voting in favour of joining Russia. North Korea fired a short-range ballistic missile off its east coast, according to South Korea's army. The launch, the latest in a flurry of missile tests this year, came just after an American aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea to participate in military drills. South Korea called it an, quote, act of grave provocation. Eliud Kipchoge, a Kenyan runner, broke his own world record for the fastest marathon. He finished the 26.2 miles, 42.2 kilometers race in Berlin in 2 hours, 1 minute and 9 seconds, some 30 seconds faster than his previous best. Mr. Kipchoge has run the distance in less than 2 hours before, in 2019, but as it did not take place in an official competition, the time was not a world record. Thousands of people in the Philippines were evacuated from coastal areas as a major typhoon approached. Typhoon Nauru made landfall west of Luzon, the archipelago's main island, with winds of nearly 150 miles per hour. In Canada, Storm Fiona hit the country's east coast, destroying several homes and power lines. And in the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Ian is forecast on Sunday to strengthen to become a hurricane. Banks in Lebanon will reopen on Monday after armed raids by customers demanding access to their savings forced branches to close. The country's banking association said that banks could reopen despite, quote, the absence of adequate protection by the state. Withdrawals have been limited and deposits frozen for nearly 3 years amid an economic crisis. As Britain's opposition Labour Party began its annual party conference, Keir Starmer, the party's leader, told the BBC he would reverse tax cuts to the highest earners announced by the Conservative government on Friday. In a different interview, also with the BBC, the new Tory Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, defended the cuts which he says will help Britons at all levels of income. And fact of the day, $45 billion. The amount spent by institutional investors on single-family rental homes in America last year, up from $3 billion in 2020. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.